When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program, hour number three of the program, rather, here on Wednesday morning. Sorry. Gotta keep track of the time. It's 8:08. Actually, right. Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Now it's 8:08. So hour three of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we've been talking about a variety of issues this morning, variety of topics. And one of the big stories of the day is we have a story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about this new arcade bar restaurant that is coming to Wareham. And the owner, Phil Warren, told me yesterday that the idea here is to focus on the food and having great quality food. Also, you're going to be able to have fun. They're going to have live entertainment, DJs, karaoke, and 40 video games and pinball machines. They actually have 200 machines, but they're going to cycle them out every month and have new ones every month so that, you know, you never have the same experience twice when you go. And but they also want to make sure that they have really good food as well. So I'm excited about this place coming to Wareham, and you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I had mentioned earlier that Bristol County Sheriff Paul Hereau was set to address the Fall River City Council last night regarding this idea that they would be They're looking at possibly issuing a fine to any person who is sleeping out in public in the city. Now, the problem with that is most of these people don't have money. That's why they're sleeping out on the street. So what happens when you don't pay fines? You have to go before a judge. You get thrown in jail. So Sheriff Hereau put out a press release yesterday. I'm going to read some of it to you. But he said he would speak firmly and passionately in opposition to one of the state's first ordinances proposing to criminalize homelessness. Never in the history of crime and punishment has any place in the world ever incarcerated its way out of a crime problem. Jails and prisons deal with the after effect of crime, not the causes of crime. Needlessly incarcerating people is costly to taxpayers and can have a criminogenic effect on people incarcerated. The key word is, quote, needlessly. Neither punishment nor incarceration are solutions to homelessness. They are intensifiers. Why am I concerned about this? This is a short-sighted, I believe he meant, he wrote short-sighted. This is a short-sighted, shallow idea that will cause more problems than it solves. He talked about the recent Supreme Court ruling, Grants Pass versus Johnson, that makes it easier for communities everywhere in the U.S., including in Bristol County, to fine, ticket, or arrest people experiencing homelessness, even when there is no adequate shelter available. Punishment as a solution throws gas in a fire we want to put out. Let's say Paul, this is all again from Sheriff Hereau's editorial here. Let's say Fall River passes this ordinance to fine, ticket, or arrest someone residing in a public space. Now what happens if someone residing in a public space without an alternative does not pay a fine or a ticket? A judge may sentence the offender to serve time for failure to pay. This is a debtor's prison. This isn't good for anyone. Now taxpayers are paying tens of thousands of dollars to house, feed, and provide medical care to someone who didn't have a place to call home and didn't squat on someone else's private property. Moreover, once a homeless person adds a criminal conviction to his or her record, getting a job and getting back on his or her feet is exponentially more difficult. We should build shelters with wraparound services to get people back on their feet, not punish them. So that was his position on this, that he was planning to present to the Fall River City Council last night. And he's not wrong. It's not, you know, finding a way to punish homelessness is not going to solve the problem. It's only going to increase the stigma about homeless people. So I don't know that it will give the intended result that they're planning on. Well, I mean, if you have nowhere else to live, you have nowhere else to stay, and they want to, and you know, if I get caught, I'm going to get a ticket. What are you going to do? You're not going to suddenly go find a place to stay. You're going to just stay where you are and then say, fine, give me the ticket. I can't pay it anyway. Or the other alternative, depending on their situation, how desperate they are, they're going to intentionally get caught and continue to not pay the fines in the hopes that they will get thrown into jail. Because while they might want to have somewhere to stay, and jail seems like a pretty good alternative than living out on the street, if that's their mindset, but they don't want to actually commit a serious crime. They don't actually want to hurt anybody or cause anybody any kind of grief, but hey, getting cited and not paying citations for living on the street is a victimless crime. I'll just keep doing that. And when they get fed up with me enough, they'll throw me into a shelter that will provide me with food every day. Do you want to create that kind of an atmosphere? And if you're prepared to enforce that, if you're prepared to have somebody out there looking for people living on the street, if you're prepared to have someone keeping an eye and keeping track of who's doing this on a regular basis, well, have that person help them get into services. Have that person use that person as a liaison to better serve them. Or take that money that you're going to spend on that kind of enforcement and create some kind of service that can help them. I agree with the sheriff that it is a short-sighted thing. We got an app chat message in the last hour from Not Bad in Oak Bluffs who says, good morning, Tim. It was absolutely great news that Mary shared with us this morning. Keep up the good work, Mary. And believe me, I am paying attention to your food warnings. So there you go, Mary. Hopefully she's still listening. If not, we can tell her later. She might already be out on her walk. Getting it in before these dark clouds turn into rain. So we were talking earlier too, I mentioned the new Wareham business, but there's also a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app from Ariel about a business in New Bedford that is a mother and son teaming up to turn their passion into a business. PJ's Fine Foods is a mother-son collaboration between Pat Kellogg and Jared Friedman, making dipping sauces was something that they always did in their household, and they decided in 2022 to take the leap into a business, putting their delicious sauces on the shelves for everyone to enjoy, and now they are running a location down in the south end of New Bedford where people can go and pick up these sauces and jellies and relishes and all this great stuff that they make, dips. And like I said, Ariel brought some of them back, and I definitely want to try them. But I need to get something to put them on. So after the show is over, I'm going to go walk across the Stop and Shop and get some crackers. And then we can try them, and I'll let you know how they are. But they look amazing. They smell amazing. I might have eaten some off of a spoon during the news. But it's just another great business in the area. And that's what I love about getting to tell you about new places is not, it's the diversity of it as well. The diversity of, well, you've got an arcade restaurant bar opening. Then you've also got a company that is selling dipping sauces. And then maybe today or tomorrow, I'll have a story for you about a new dining experience in Wareham. I don't know that I would call it necessarily, you know, fine dining. I think it's going to be more accessible than that. But it's certainly a beautiful space right on the river. So you've got some really exciting developments happening. We had the new restaurant that opened up at the Taunton Airport. You have a brand new Marisol's Cafe in Fairhaven. You have Burlington now in Fairhaven. I haven't gone back in there yet, so I don't know if things have calmed down. So, you know, I know that we talk a lot about how the economy is not great and people are struggling, and that is true. But at the same time, we are seeing some success stories come up, as always happens in any economy. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
I know. Real quick. Thank you so much. Of course, I've heard that a million times.
Sure. You just might not have been familiar with. You might have been thinking it was the original singer themselves and not this super group.
And I just Googled their pictures and it says, train your brain to be happy. That's a real good saying.
I don't.
You see that?
I don't train my brain to do anything. My brain rebels when I try to teach it things.
Train your brain to be happy. That's a good thing to say to everybody when you see them now. They'll think you're nuts, but anyway, it's just...
we'll put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Train your brain to listen to WBSM every day, and you'll be
That's
happy.
That's right, and to listen to you. Great show.
Thank you
All
so
right,
much.
Take care. Thanks, bye.
And if you, by the way, if you haven't trained your brain already to be listening for our Money Talks code, you're going to get your first one of the day. And talk about an adrenaline rush. You hear that code and you say, oh, this could be my chance at $30,000. And you're going to get 10 of those chances every day. 10 of those adrenaline rushes today. 10 codes to be able to enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on the Money Talks page. And each one of those codes, when you enter them in, is a chance at $30,000. What would you do with $30,000? Would you use that to invest in starting a little business? Maybe you've been making your own something or other for years and everybody said, you know, you should sell this. $30,000 might be a little injection of capital to get you finally started. Maybe also you think to yourself, it'd be nice to take a little time off of work. And with $30,000, you could finally afford to take that vacation. Maybe you need a new car. And you'd use that $30,000 to either buy something or put it towards something. The car of your dreams, perhaps. I'm sure I would be using it to buy a 1985 Trans Am. Someone sent me one the other day from Facebook Marketplace. They're like, I know you say you want a Trans Am. Look, this one's only $1,000. Yes, but it probably needs $10,000 worth of work that I don't know how to do. So then if I don't know how to do it, $10,000 of work becomes $20,000. I might as well just buy one. It's all ready to go if I had that kind of money. Anyway, you could do a lot with 30 grand, and you will get your first crack at it coming up in just a few moments, and then 9 more chances today after that. So if you don't know how to play, all the rules and regulations and everything you need to know is at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you get hung up and you're not sure what to do, just shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, and I will walk you through it. Super easy. Once you do it the first time, It's easy to go back and do it every single time. And you're already listening anyway, so collect those codes up and you could be the winner. So how long am I going to make you wait to get that first code? Well, not very long. And welcome back in. And if you are looking for something delicious for dinner, if you are looking for a place where you can get good, high-quality food, you can get some delicious meat to put on your family's table that's cut the way that you want it, not the way that the supermarket butcher decides it should be, the way that you decide it should be, then you should go to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where the Pinaretta family will treat you like you're a part of their family. And if you want your prime rib a certain way, if you want your steaks cut a certain way, if you want a particular cut of meat or style, or maybe you want it marinated ahead of time, whatever it is, they will take care of it for you. All you have to do is ask. And they have all kinds of other great things around the shop as well. You can do all of your shopping right there at the Butcher Shop. Don't forget to go downstairs and get your beer and wine. Don't forget to get some delicious pre-made food to have for lunch. And I like to hit up the cheese fridge because there's stuff in there that I've never even heard of. But I like all kinds of cheese, so except for cottage. But everything else that I've gotten there has been delicious. So stop into the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and see for yourself. And I'll tell you, you'll only be getting your meat from there. And take it from me. You can trust my recommendations, I promise. Except for when I tell you to go to the pharmacy and get the CBD roll-on that I use for pain relief, as I mentioned on the air and have told people off the air as well. Someone went over there to the Walgreens where I got it from and asked about it. And they said, why do people keep coming in and asking about that? We don't carry that anymore. So my bad. If you've gone in there and asked for it and they told you they don't have it, my fault. I apologize. I will try to find out where else you can get it from. When I go home later, I'll try to look and get the brand name off of it and see who carries it. Maybe they just discontinued it. I hope not. But I've had this roll on for probably 3 years now, 3 or 4 years, and I haven't used it all. So, I mean, for the right price, no. I mean, we'll see what we can find and we'll see what we can tell you. But I think if you're having pain issues, try any version of the CBD creams, rubs, whatever they have. And if you can't get them at the pharmacy, you can get them at the alternative health stores. But I apologize if I led you astray, and I apologize to the folks at Walgreens if I've been annoying you by sending people in to ask for something that you don't have. You don't have my book either. Carry that. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up after the news, but right now, Phil Devitt is ready to give us an update on all the headlines of the day.
A Senate report is in on the Secret Service's reaction to Trump's attempted assassination. Thousands ordered to evacuate in Florida amid an approaching hurricane. And lobster for lunch?
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Senate report finds the Secret Service is facing numerous problems keeping it from doing its job effectively. The 94-page report out today finds that a number of failures in security, planning, and communication directly contributed to the July assassination attempt against former President Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. The report specifically cited a lack of chain of command, poor coordination with local law enforcement, and inadequate resources. Trump's expected to revisit the site of the attempt on his life in a rally scheduled for October 5th. Kamala Harris and Trump have agreed to participate in 2 town halls next month for undecided Hispanic voters. Univision journalist Enrique Acevedo will field audience questions for Republican candidate Trump on October 8th in Miami, and for Democratic candidate Harris on October 10th in Las Vegas. Thousands of Florida residents are being ordered to evacuate ahead of Tropical Storm Helene. The storm expected to become a hurricane today and would be the fourth hurricane to make landfall in the U.S. when it hits Florida's Gulf Coast probably late Thursday. Forecasters say Helene could make landfall in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 3 hurricane. Border Patrol says Mexican drug cartels are using children to smuggle drugs into the United States. Bree Tennis with more.
Special Operations Supervisor Eric Levine says his agents have seen a disturbing trend of middle and high school kids being used as mules to transport drugs across the border. He says the kids are being told they won't get in trouble because they're underage. Law enforcement says that's not true. Drug smuggling is a felony arrest that will follow you for life. San Diego DA Summer Steffen's office says they charged 26 minors with drug smuggling in 2022. More than 30 have been charged so far this year. I'm Bree Tennis.
Attorneys for D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malvo will be in a Maryland courtroom today for a hearing on his potential resentencing. The Maryland Supreme Court announced in 2022 that Malvo had to be resentenced to comply with U.S. Supreme Court standards. Malvo and his partner were arrested in 2002 for a series of sniper shootings that left 10 people dead. The CEO of Novo Nordisk is in hot water over the rising cost of Ozempic and Wegovy. On Tuesday, senators questioned Lars Jorgensen and demanded answers for why the U.S. faces a higher price for those drugs than other countries. Senator Bernie Sanders demanded the company to, quote, stop ripping us off. Coca-Cola is discontinuing its new spiced flavor just 6 months after its release. According to Coke, it's looking to introduce a new flavor instead next year. Coca-Cola initially introduced the spiced flavor as a permanent addition to shelves. It didn't add a reason for its walk back. And there's a day for everything. Today is National Lobster Day. So if you're looking for an excuse to go out and get a roll for lunch or a big fancy dinner tonight, there you go.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox extended their win streak to 4 games after holding off Toronto 6-5 in 10 innings. 3-game series with the Blue Jays wraps tonight. Bruins picking up first victory of the preseason, topping the Washington Capitals 4-2 at TD Garden. Boston heads to New York to play the Rangers tomorrow.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, around 60 as we head into the afternoon. The clouds will prevail in the mid-60s overnight tonight. Gray skies, upper 50s as we head into tomorrow. We'll be dealing with a threat for some showers. Very low possibility. Temperatures in the upper 60s with breezy conditions out of the southeast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia El Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you were thinking about going all the way when it comes to saving money on your energy bill by investing in solar, Well, you probably have some more questions, right? You've done all the online research that you can. You've looked up all the different websites. You don't know what is legitimate and what is like paid for content. Like, how do you know if an article that you read about the money that you'll save is legitimate or if it's just propaganda disguised to look as legitimate news? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Don't read any of that. Well, I mean, read it, but don't count on any of it. Count on getting the answers from Isaacson Solar because, and I've heard this from people who have dealt with them, they are straightforward and direct. They're not trying to give you a sales pitch. They're trying to give you the information that you need to make the best decision for you and your family. And I have talked to people who have met with Isaacson who have said, yeah, they came out to my home and they looked around and they said, we don't really think you'd have enough, you know, sunlight coming in here to make it worth it for you. We don't think you've got the right angles. And we don't really see a spot on your property where you could put the panels that weren't on top of the building. So, you know, maybe at this point in time, it's not right for you. And they still answered all their other questions about it, even though it was obvious at that point that they weren't going to be working together to install those panels. But they still wanted to make sure that they had the accurate information to share with others. And that's what Isaacson Solar does. They give you the truth about going solar. Because what's the point of giving you a sales pitch to sell you those solar panels if it's not going to work for you? So that's why they will give you those simple, honest, straightforward, direct answers to your questions, including, is my home even a good fit for solar? Will I save money? Will I get paid to go solar? And when can I expect to see that? They can answer all those questions for you. Have them come out to your home by reaching out to them via their website, isaacsonsolar.com, because they're not going to knock on your door like other companies. No, those companies just want you to sign the dotted line right away, come in and install the panels, and then they move on to the next town, and you never hear from them again. That's not Isaacson Solar. They want to come to your home only if you want them to come there. And you can set that up by going to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, you.
How's it going?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have, so they want to do blood work. Yesterday, I told you I was getting my results. My spine looks great. I have arthritis in the back of my neck, but they don't understand what's going on, like, with the rest of my bones. So they're going to do all kinds of deep blood work, heavy metals, lupus, cancer. They're thinking something's attacking my body. Now the pain's gone. As fast as it came on, it lasted longer this time, but it's gone now. So they're also going to do an EMG, which is a magnetic thing. And that's another thing they're going to do. They're going to see my red blood cells, how far, if they fall to the bottom. So they want to see if the red blood cells fall. And they're going to do some kind of electrical test on my red blood cells as well. So it's like, can that CBD oil, will that interfere with these blood tests? I'm just curious.
No, only if you got CBD oil that had THC in it, which you would have to go to a cannabis store to get.
Right. Okay. So it really, by no measure, means it will interfere with all this blood work.
No, it shouldn't.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm not going to do the blood work this week. I got to go do the EMG magnetic thing, whatever.
See, whenever I get told I have to do blood work, I'm just like, can I go downstairs and do it now? Can I go over to the lab and do it now? Do I have to come back? And then, you know, they'll tell you, yes, you have to come back if it has to be fasting. But generally, I try to just get it out of the way.
Yeah, well, I have to go to St. Luke's to do all this. And it wasn't like where I'm at. You just go and get the blood drawn there. And everything has to be done within an hour to see the red blood cells if they sink. So
a little more complicated than just when I walk into the Fairhaven's office over here and just roll up my sleeve. Yeah.
But they are going to check me for, see if I'm predisposed to diabetes. Now, what does diabetes have to do with bone pain?
I don't know. I mean, so you get neuropathy, but that's not the bones. That's the muscles.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I mean, I do have a little bit of a medical background in me, but that just, threw me.
Well, I hope the testing goes well, and I hope it's nice and easy for you.
Yeah. Oh, it will be. Listen, I can do, I'm a trooper when it comes to stuff like this. And I am so happy for Mary. I was actually thinking about her the other day, her eyes, because I remember her mentioning she might have to have a needle put in her eye. And I remember calling you saying, oh, I could never do that.
No, me either.
But I am so proud of her. So proud of her. It's like, we know how Mary grows her garden. She doesn't use seed oil.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I always say, you know, I got to put the caveat out that, you know, Mary's experiences are her own and that, you know, that's what works for her, but it's working for her. So that tells you all you need to know.
I'm excited about it. I guess you can hear it in my voice, but I really am. I'm just like, because I'm like her. Oh my God. If I couldn't drive, just take a cast iron skillet, super hot, and burn my hands down there. You know what I mean? Because, like, for me...
What is with you and Mary with this self-mutilation over not being able to drive? You're talking about burning yourself. She's talking about hanging herself. Like, you can take an Uber. You can get a Lyft.
No, because we're self-independent. We're very independent women. We want to be able to get in the car and go when we go and... go as far as we want to go and no restrictions.
I guess just because they tell you shouldn't drive doesn't mean that you can't drive.
Well, you can get in trouble for that kind of stuff.
I know, and you shouldn't do it, but still. There's plenty of people that'll give you a ride. You've helped out so many people. I'm sure people will be lining up to give you a ride.
No. My scale of friends is down to... two people, maybe.
Well, the Uber driver will be happy to give you a ride for the fee.
No, that's okay. I'll go look for a steer that's running loose. So I just got one final thing to say, and I'll let you go. I didn't know about the Mulberries either. I've heard that name. I thought they were some, like, back in the old day country music band or something.
Yeah, that was kind of like the feel they were going for. It was like an old-timey kind of group, but family group, but the Traveling Wilburys had pretty big album, I think in 1988. And then the second one came out, I believe in 91. So 90 or 91. So it's Traveling Wilburys volume 1 and then Traveling Wilburys volume 3. There is no volume 2.
Well, what you played seemed pretty cool.
Oh, maybe I'll play another one before the end of the show here.
So will you guys be doing Jamiroquai concert or anything like that?
Not that I've heard.
Okay.
Are they coming around?
I don't know, because you remember when I asked about that, then you said he's got an album coming out, and he was on YouTube, and I saw clips, and all of a sudden it's like no clips, and I'm thinking, well, wait, is he not putting out the album or not doing concerts? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but we do have more tickets to give away to things coming up.
Yeah. All right, Tim, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Okay.
I got to take a break here. I just pulled up the Jamiroquai website. No tour dates upcoming. So if that changes, you know, we'll let you know. But nope, haven't heard anything about anything on that front. So, all right, I got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. Traveling Wilburys, end of the line. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Timmy. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I was just laughing with the girl who was just on, and you talked with Mary before. I love listening to those two ladies on about their driving. I just think we can never let them get together because it'll be like a Thelma and Louise ending.
I can be the Brad Pitt in that situation. I'm fine with that.
I really enjoyed them. Oh, gosh. All right, everybody, you have a great day. And I say hi to those two girls for me.
All right, bye-bye. You as well. So there you go. Big hi to Mary and to Sketty. So there's another story that I wanted to bring up here because I read this morning, and people have a tendency to think that they can get away with crimes, and they think, you know, they watch these TV shows and crime shows, and they think that they're a step ahead of police. Well, it's interesting the way police think out of the box sometimes to be able to nab suspects, which is what they did in Rhode Island, tracking down a man who is now charged with child pornography. So Rhode Island State Police detectives, this comes from WPRI, State Police detectives in Rhode Island used a popular real estate website to track down a suspect accused of producing child pornography. 50-year-old Larry Albino of North Providence is facing both state and federal charges that he produced and disseminated child pornography with a toddler-age victim that was known to him. So police received 10 videos that were shared from a computer in Rhode Island, and they tracked the file to an internet address in North Providence. Now, what they did is they went to Zillow, where the residents had previously been listed for rental, and they were able to match some of the decor in the home in the video to what showed up in the photos on Zillow. So the review of the listing with photographs of the kitchen revealed a black and brown speckled countertop, brown hardwood floors, a white dishwasher, white cabinets with silver knobs, and a hunter green backsplash. The images matched the background of the residence in the illicit video, police said. They also observed a brown Berber-style carpet in the living space that was in the Zillow ad that also matched the videos. So within 24 hours, detectives were at Albino's door. Might be Albino, at his door with a search warrant. And when he answered the door, he was wearing bright, multicolored sandals that detectives immediately recognized to be the same sandals worn on the feet of the male subject in the videos. And then they questioned him about the videos. He confessed to making them, but further admitted that he produced others, but that he didn't have them. He said that he deleted them, you know, knowing what the hell I was doing was stupid and wrong. He also told detectives that he planned to make money from someone he met online that he described as a perv. So I'm not a perv. I was just making these videos to sell to a perv. I was just exploiting this child that I know. Yeah, just to make a little money. I would never do that to a child on my own. I'm doing it to get paid for it. So this guy, I don't think, has a very good case for himself in his defense. So I think he's probably very guilty here. But again, we'll wait and see what happens with court. But they used Zillow to track him down. So don't think that you can get away with crimes. Police always find a way to be a step ahead. All right, got to take a final break here. We'll be back in a few moments. I don't know about you, but I hope that when I die, I end up in a cartoon graveyard. That would be amazing. That's where I'd want to spend eternity, in a cartoon graveyard. That'd be amazing. Please. I'm fine with not being buried at all. Like, you can just throw me in a dumpster. I don't care what happens. I'm gone. But if I have to be buried somewhere, I really wanted to be buried in Burial Hill in Plymouth, but they haven't had a burial since the 1960s. So put me in the cartoon graveyard. I'd be very happy there. Just follow my one last wish is that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.